This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. You go out to tend the herd or work on the equipment or to check the grain elevator. You do it in good weather or in bad. You grab a quick bite to eat at lunch, then you work till sundown, and oftentimes you still can't make a living. That's the reality for a lot of farmers in this country today. Farming has been tough for generations, but it's arguably harder now than it's ever been, and a lot of small farmers can't get by without a second job. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer went out to Iowa to learn more.
The Lilienthal farm is tucked into a corner of eastern Iowa, about a half hour's drive from the mighty Mississippi and Illinois border. It's 400 acres of flat, fertile farmland. The farm's been in the family for about 150 years. I pull up to a trim, white farmhouse. The Lilienthals are gracious and hardy, so they agree to give me a quick tour of the farm. Even though it's 7 degrees outside, Dale Lilienthal is the family patriarch. He points to a shed.
Dad built this machine shed, so he said, I'm going to build this so the doors are high enough and wide enough, and now they're not high enough or wide enough.
That's because the equipment Dale's son uses today dwarfs his father's. Bob Lilienthal is in the process of taking over the family farm. He rents the farmland and hundreds more acres around it. He had to build a shed the size of a warehouse for his machines, like this monster tractor. Bob Lilienthal built an immense new hog barn, too. Bob raises more than 1,000 pigs at a time. His father used to have a couple hundred. Still, even though everything is bigger and better, Bob Lilienthal struggles to match his father's standard of living, even though he has a side business. I've come here to find out why. But first, we have to get warm. We hustle into the cozy farmhouse kitchen. On the table, cookies and hot chocolate. This was going to be a good interview. I get things going with this question for the young farmers at the table.
Do you ever think to yourself, my goodness, you could just farm in the old days, and now it's like you have to have all these separate things?
Bob Lilienthal's business partner, Chad Rocco, pipes up.
The bar has been raised.
Rocco says it costs more to farm now. Even after you factor in inflation, everything is more expensive. Fertilizer, equipment, and the prices the Lilienthals get for their corn, soybeans, and livestock haven't kept up. Rocco says their profit margins are thinner than Dale Lilienthal's were. So they have to farm more land, raise more pigs, and do lots of other stuff.
It's more like what don't we do? There might be 8 or 10 basically different businesses.
They even have a foam insulation business, totally unrelated to the farm. They do some contract farming, plowing other people's fields, raising pigs for the giant Cargill Corporation. They're paid to raise Cargill pigs in their barn. But Bob Lilienthal says big corporations are one reason it's hard to be a small farmer now.
There's all these big companies, Cargill, Tyson, they all own sows, they all own pigs, and they own the packing plant, so they're very hard to compete against.
There were no Cargills or Tysons when Bob's father, Dale Lilienthal, was farming. And here's another thing. The price of farmland has skyrocketed. Dale Lilienthal remembers when he bought a chunk of land back in 1962.
Like when we first got married, I bought ground for $400 an acre. Now that same ground is worth $10,000, $12,000.
The farm across from the Lilienthals sold for $12,000 an acre a few years ago. All this stuff, the soaring land prices, rising costs, competition, it's happening across the country. The Lilienthal situation is typical. Paul Lasley teaches sociology at Iowa State University and studies farm communities. He says 50 to 60% of farmers in the U.S. have some kind of second job off the farm.
Part-time farming is pervasive, and it appears to me to be permanent. And I think there'll even be more reliance on off-farm income.
Maybe they drive a school bus or sell insulation like Bob Lilienthal. Back at his kitchen table, Dale Lilienthal can only shake his head and marvel at the innovation of today's farmers.
You got to be a lot sharper to be a farmer now than when I started. When I started, if you had were strong and, you know, did things on time, you were successful. These guys got to be very good business people now.
So why do they do it? Well, that's one thing that hasn't changed. They feel the pull of the land like previous generations did. They like to watch things grow, be their own boss, even if that means working harder to stay in place. In Durant, Iowa, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.